We checked out, who else did we check out apart from Davido? Yeah, actually we did. We checked out Jay Hans and Drake with Who Told You.
It's now,
David O. David O. Mm-hmm. David O. Mm-hmm. Davido.
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 Give it to me, I'll run it for you nicely.
Oh my goodness, the song features Sashiko, by the way. At 7:44, let's have a look at your roads.
It's the Fresh FM Road Report.
Yep, and let's see what is happening on the roads at this hour. If you're finding yourself in the western suburb areas, be it Katitroko, Mazdal, Chumise, whatever it seems like all traffic lights are functioning well this morning. But on your way to work, if you do observe any other changes, simply send us a voice note on 0300-010-029. And then also, if you're finding yourself in the Central Business District or City South, it has been reported this morning that Julius Nyerere Street and Armstrong Street is flashing on red. And I honestly did not mean to Nyerere it. Julius Nyerere, forgive me. And there is also a road closure that has been reported on Semnioma Drive that is next to the Clan Vintook Police Station. There is a pipe burst. There is a partial closure of a lane direction east to west. So please be mindful of that.
That was the Fresh FM Road Report.
102.9, Namibia's Heart and Soul.
It's 7:45 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Thank you so much for choosing us. This is where radio comes alive. This week, or today itself, we are celebrating that a king of a woman, Shaquan. We're celebrating...
Woman king.
A woman king. We're celebrating a woman king who has been conquering the streets, the social streets for some time now. She is a veteran, a 10 to 15 year veteran. I'm making her sound old, but all I'm trying to say is that when it comes to Pombili Shilongo, better put respect on that name, man. How dare you? How dare you? And I dare because she drives a Benz now. My old Mercedes Benz. C-Class. Oh, was it called C-Class? We're going to probably wait to see C-Class. Okay, yeah. C-Class.
I was waiting for that. Successful, beautiful hands deserve a shit.
I believe. Good morning, Pombili.
Good morning, guys. Thank you very much for having me. Thank you for pitching up to begin with. Yeah. I was so, so nervous because... invites coming from a PR person comes with a lot of questions.
Yeah.
And when she first called Shaquan, she was like, yay, excited, but then I'm not at the office, so you can drop it there. And we were like, no, they're personal invites.
No, she kept asking me, like, can we trust the person? I'm like, yes.
So by the night of the show, when we were preparing the speech, I was like, wait, is NSK and Shaquan going to be there? Because I don't want to mention them and they're not there.
Exactly.
Yeah. And she's like, oh, let me follow up. And I think when she started following up with NSK, NSK started now with his media questions. Can I have a list? And I'm like, they'll be there. So thank you so much, guys, for being there.
Absolutely. Thank you for having us.
Shilongo is in the studio. She's the new brand ambassador for what Mercedes-Benz of Namibia. It was announced on Saturday morning. That's the event that Pombili is alluding to. Yes, girl.
Yeah,
and she's live, by the way.
Yeah, she's on live her Instagram. So please do check it out and just show her some love. She hasn't been live for a long time.
Forever.
But let's get right into it, Pombili. Girl, we come a long way. Please unpack for us what it took for you to build this. Don't make me cry.
Shaquan and I were in the same class, guys, at some point in our lives.
Seriously?
Right? Yeah.
And we were in the same class at the biggest downfalls of our lives. And I think at that time we had flunked grade 10. Hey?
Grade 12.
Oh,
grade 12,
oh, wait,
actually.
This is high school.
Yeah, we were grading our marks at Tuxen, the one in Comasdown. So Pombili would be walking from Shandumbala. Yeah. I walk from Freedom Square.
And we were only like three girls in the class, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
So there wasn't really much of not mingling. So when she says we come a long way, trust me.
Yeah. We come a long way.
Wow.
Yeah. So building the brand Pombili, what did it take for you to get to where you are right now?
To be very honest, Shaquan, I think longevity plays a role. Namibia is a very small country. Namibia is a very small community.
Mm-hmm.
And I think being on TV since I was, 13, all the way up until I left by 28, you know, that has built a familiar face, you know, a face that people, or a name that people can relate to.
Mm-hmm.
But over those years as well, I had to remain humble. I had to remain true to myself.
True.
I also had to let people sort of like get to know a little bit of my personality away from television. You get to see people bumping into you all the time. Hi, how are you? And I mean, if you're rude to them in any sense, even if you're not on TV, it's your brand, you know, that goes, that reflects at the end of the day. And then you sort of like, as you move away from television, you tend to realize that to people, you are still in their midst. You're still that popular person. You're still relatable.
Yeah.
And so then really, I just, it just happened, to be very honest. Influencing just happened. I left the Namibian Broadcasting Corporation and then I went to venture into a second career. I've done aviation, and so I have a PPL license and a cabin crew license.
I mean, just slip it in there, Bombele.
I did this with SAA. And when I left the broadcaster, I went for Fly West Air, actually, at that time, to work for them as a cabin crew, you know, because I just needed more time to myself. I was so glued into work. I was just like, if I can get a job where I can just do something on the side and then do, that was perfect for me. And I love traveling. And then COVID happened. When COVID happened, we all know what happened. I ended up sitting back at home. And when that happened, there goes the calls. You know, the first call I got was just Mr. Maguire, who said, hi, would like you to be the brand ambassador for Coca-Cola. And I was like, I think I was out in the regions that time doing my GBV campaign. And I was like, this cannot be, you know. And so Shaquan and NSK, the calls, they kept coming from there. And now the responsibility became even bigger, because the newspaper articles won't write Pombili Shilongo. They would write brand ambassador for Coca-Cola did XYZ. Ambassador did XYZ. Now Mercedes-Benz influencer or brand ambassador did XYZ. And so companies really picky bang on the first person who took the chance. You know, if Coke took the chance, then the next one will take the chance, and then the next one takes the chance. And so your maintenance, your movement, your lifestyle sort of also just has to change, and it has to mature at some
represent those brands literally. So can you walk us through, should I say, the behind the scenes? Because, you know, a lot of the times people take there's a misconception about influencing and what the work that actually goes in. Tell us about the behind the scenes leading up to Saturday. Lovely event, by the way.
Thank you.
What led to that, honestly, that a lot of people just would not know, obviously.
So what led to that is that the team and I have been discussing, actually, when Emmons had reached out to me, it was around March.
It was March already. Imagine look how long that took. My goodness.
And so I chickened out a little bit, because I was like, Eshete, are you guys like, are you sure am I not the person that's supposed to find the person for you? And they were like, no, you know, we're looking into, you know, having you as a first female. We've never had a female as an ambassador. And so I said, guys, June, July then would be the perfect time to launch. As a PR person, I know that June, July is the perfect time, because nothing ever happens. Nothing ever happens. And if your event happens around that time, it would trend.
All the attention it would
trend. And that was our first go-to section, you know. We were like, we're going to do June, July. Secondly, when we had to then do the personal invitations, it dropped down to, I can't invite the people.
Because you guys would have already clicked.
You would have already. So there were some certain people that I personally had to invite, because they were giving Ruke like, I'll get back to you.
Yeah,
you know. So like when I gave it to Maria, she was like, are you the brand? I was like, But you know, we're very, very close with her. So she kept it really to herself. But there were a couple of people I really need to also just give the invite. So that's what led to the event. And Wendy came on board, such a lovely lady. I think
I love
how Wendy has built her brand. And she's just that person that always is ready to empower. I mean, she came on board as a sponsor. All the invites were done by Wendy. And that was sponsorship. Such an amazing person. Not forgetting Powerplay, Coca-Cola came on board. You know, that was also a hint. I mean, when people arrived there, you know, you saw the Powerplay.
But I wasn't there.
So I wasn't allowed to be there until I was cued in to come in. And really, the turnout was amazing. I think the week towards the event, it was crazy on social media. Everybody wanted that invite. People wanted to snap with it. Exactly, I think there was even something trending about, like, people that are invited can't even own a Mac. I mean, can't afford a Mac. And I'm like, that's
King
the point.
King and I were talking about that.
So that's what led to it.
Now, Bombili, I mean, look, the industry that we're in has its glamour. But it also has the ugly bit of it. And so when a young black woman like yourself that has been on TV since 13 gets a deal like this, you all have naysayers that will say, why? Why her? Why did it have to be her brand and not A, B, C, and D? So why you, Bombili?
Do you have that sound that says poo 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 poo? Are you ready?
I have it.
Why not me?
Why not me?
I mean, you have to get to that point where, to be very honest with you, on Saturday, after I took the car to my mom, I drove it and I parked it. And then I go back into my Swift. Because I was just like, no. No. This is not me, you know. Like, not that I'm saying I don't deserve it or anything, but sometimes we allow that perception and that narrative to really overpower you, you know.
Yeah.
So Sunday morning, I had to wake up and say, unfortunately, Pombili, you are Pombili Shilongo. You are the brand ambassador.
I told
of that
you,
car.
You are the you, moment.
I mean, when I got even the car, ask Chekwan, I went to the passenger seat.
Yes, and I'm like, no, honey, still, you're the driver.
Yeah, I think there's even footage of you going to the passenger seat.
Yeah, you understand.
I'm like, what the hell can
you say? Because sometimes you get so overwhelmed that you work so hard, and then when you get there, you are like, wait a minute, wait, did I just tick this off? So I think sometimes we need to get to that level where, and I'm there, you know, I am at the level where there are people that are happy, thank you. There are people that are fake, thank you. And there are people that are just not excited, tough luck. I'm just starting, you know. I've already overcome the phase of being criticized and being told, why not you? How many times have I hosted the numbers? How many times have people paraded that, why her, year in, year out? I didn't have time to focus on that. I was building a brand that I wasn't aware that it's going to get me to this level. Platforms are still in existence, you know. Sometimes you need to shake yourself out of your box and go and knock on doors, because those opportunities won't come to you. I'm really one of those people that once I started figuring out the methodology, on my Instagram, I had a masterclass, actually, a physical masterclass on mentoring people. And I mean, if you look at that masterclass, Timmy was the first person to attend that masterclass and pay for
and
it.
And we had on Friday, look, Friday on the show.
What an amazing character that she has turned out to. John Akongo attended that masterclass, and at that time, he wasn't even a news anchor. And that's what he was perceiving to. And that, you know, these are people that strive out to go out and get what they want. I would have been selfish to say, you know what, this is working for me. Let me finish everything and come back. But the market is big. You can only be one brand ambassador to a drink. You can only be one brand ambassador to a car. How many other car dealers are out there? How many possible potential influencers are out there? I lose absolutely nothing by sharing the methodology, because at the end of the day, we are in the same industry, but they're not Pombili Shilongo.
So, you know, you mentioned that when you took the car home and you took it to mom. Tell us how mom's reaction was.
My mom said, I'm too dirty to get into this car. That's the first push she wanted. She said, Gainandiera, no kuyamo no moho tomula. And I'm just like, mom, can you just get into this?
It's mine. It's ours now.
You know, so now she's even asking me, so where are we going? Where are we driving to? And Fluffy lives just around the block.
Fluffy's
and she's been asking, like, she couldn't remember. Fluffy's also one of those people that were raised by my mom, and we grew up together. So I took a drive there, and then I couldn't turn into the drive, and now you turned, and then I took another turn. And my mom is saying, like, you shouldn't be afraid, you know, it's your car. And I looked at her, and I'm like, this is the lady who says she's not too clean to get into my car. But super excited. It was really nice to have my family. My sister lives abroad. My brother lives in Aranyamun. So he will only get to see the car today as well.
Nice.
But it's I feel it's such a big moment for creatives in the industry. Yes, it's a my win, but it's a gateway to say, look, if I've done it, guys,
The door is open, guys.
The door is open. There's so many other dealers out there, and I'm so happy that MNZ, Mercedes, they look into empowering. They've always been doing it, you know. I think they've empowered Radio Wave. They've empowered some sport drivers as well.
I mean, the work that they do with Lay the Main
literally.
As well.
So, I mean, they're very big on it, and we're just encouraging also other car dealers to come on board because this is big for creatives.
Now, tell us about the car itself, man. The Mercedes-Benz C-Class. What are the specs there? And do you even know where to because a couple of weeks ago we did a music video for a friend of mine, DJ Sky, and I was driving his Jaguar, right? I didn't know where the handbrake was, dude. I sit in that car trying to figure out where's the handbrake. Have you figured out everything about the car?
You know
Pombili?
What? So when I got this question, I was like, you know what? I'm just going to go sound like I know everything about this car. Like it's a 2.0 liter turbo.
Yeah.
No, guys, let's just be honest. Very honest.
Tell us the truth.
I am that girl that listens to this radio station, and this guy's a skinner. The truth is the truth. When I leave here, they're going to say, like, she was here reading the things, come to a point where I am that girl from Shandobana. I just drive what we all drive. When you put me in a Merc, I don't know this car. I only know, okay, this is the start button. I mean, I think at some point you guys saw that I was even getting classes on how to operate away with the car at the launch because I'm just like, how do I change my... And it's normal because that's the beauty about it. You know, I have to drive it around. I have to learn it. I was even thinking the other day, I'm like, yo, do I call MNZ9 and ask them, is it petrol or
diesel? No.
Do you get what I mean?
Call them. Because it's going to cost you even more to clean that out.
It's not like, you know, it's just, it's normal to not know because who wakes up to being given a C-Class, the latest Mercedes? It's not like I knew what I was going to get to say, hey, this is the car I wanted, you know? So I had to learn a lot. I mean, the one thing I really did when I got into the car was like, hey, Mercedes. And then it said, hi, how can I help you?
And I was like, it spoke back to you.
So I was like, open the sunroof. And then it went like, security services, something about security. I was like, oh, okay, but at least it talks back. And I was like, okay, change the interior space lamp. And then it changes the colors. And I was like, okay. So we're really starting to bond. And very soon, I think we'll also have competitions where people can, you know, engage with me, you know, giving the car a name. I feel like it's an our thing. If you see me on the road, it's our product.
Yeah.
So
it
would be very nice to find out what creative names people will come up with.
Absolutely, man. So, you know what? Obviously, because we've run a little bit out of time, you know, I wish we had more time. But from personally for me, obviously, Inesky, talk for yourself. For me, I'm very, very proud of you.
Thank you.
Honestly, you've come a long way. You've honestly built this brand. And yes, why not you? And on Saturday, I did say, I don't know, there was a moment where she was going to the passenger side when I was like, no, she is the moment, you know? This is definitely
your
moment.
Much.
There's a lot that prepared you for this. So take it all in. You deserve it. And
thank
we wish you.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Shikwan. It means a million and a half coming from you. And also NSK. And I think for the first time, I genuinely wanted to listen to you guys as I drive this car. Not rushing to get to my interview. Yeah. But you guys have made it so memorable. Thank you for being genuine. Thank you for being unique. And like I said, always redefining what radio is supposed to be and what radio should sound like.
Man, Bombile Shilongo, I mean, listen. I'm not one for many words, even though I talk for a living. We've come a long way. You know that. That's our story and our gossip from the good old foul days of dancing and
we danced together, guys.
We did. To where we are right now. I'm super proud of you, Bombile. And you know what? To more wins, man.
Yeah, absolutely.
To more wins, man. Yeah, so believe.
Why not?
Bombile Shilongo in studio. That conversation will be up on our website pretty soon. Stick around. So much more coming your way.
This is a song for December. Whenever, wherever you are.